Unit 8, Text A. Telecommunication via satellite. At the beginning of the 20th century, there were four powerful means of transmitting and receiving information over long distances: print, photography, telegraph, and telephone. By the middle of the century, both radio and television had become established means of transmitting sounds and/or pictures. In 1964, the Olympic Games in Tokyo became the first program to be transmitted via satellite. In order to transmit an event such as the Olympics via satellite, television signals are first changed into radio waves, which are then sent from a station on Earth to an orbiting satellite. The satellite receives the radio waves and sends them back to Earth, where another station picks them up and changes them back into television signals. Because any form of sound or visual information can be changed into radio waves, satellites are capable of transmitting not only television broadcasts, but telephone calls and printed materials such as books and magazines. The combination of satellites, which transmit information, computers, which store information, and television, which displays information, will change every home into an education and entertainment center. In theory, every person will have access to an unlimited amount of information. Another important use of telecommunication satellites was demonstrated in 1974 when the Teacher in the Sky satellite transmitted educational programs to classes in remote areas of the United States. In 1975, many people in India saw television for the first time as they watched programs about agriculture and health. The satellite also demonstrated how it could provide help to people living in isolated areas where transportation is difficult. For example, a health worker in an isolated area was able to transmit a picture of a patient's wounds to a doctor far away. He was then able to follow the doctor's instructions on how to care for the patient. The most common use of telecommunication satellites, however, has been for transmitting telephone calls. Most of them travel 40,000 miles to a satellite and then back to Earth. 10 years ago, a satellite was capable of receiving and transmitting more than 33,000 telephone conversations simultaneously. Now a single satellite is able to transmit over 100,000 conversations, as well as several hundred television channels, all at the same time. Telecommunication can make information from around the world available to use quickly and easily. But some people worry that this may be a risk to our privacy. If personal information is stored in computers, then it may be easily transmitted via satellite to anyone who can pay for the service. Another worry is that telecommunication systems may isolate people from each other. When people are able to shop from their homes, do their banking without leaving the house, watch any movie they want on their television, as well as get any information they need, then there will not be as much contact between people. It is important to realize that the same technology that helps us may also harm us. We can prevent this from happening by carefully controlling the new technology. As one telecommunication expert says, we must remember that technology alone is not the answer. It is the intelligent application of technology that will lead us to success.
Text B. What people don't know about air. The air around us is important to everyone. Without air, we could not exist. Everyone understands that. But air is necessary in many other ways. Ways that are not always so obvious or widely known. For example, if we did not have air, there would be no sound. Sound travels through air. When there is no air, there is no sound. Without air, there would be no fire. There would be no cars or trucks, since motors need air in order to work. Without air, there would be no wind or clouds. There would be no weather as we know it. The nighttime would be very cold, and the days very hot. We would be forced to seek shelter from the sun, as there would be no atmosphere to protect us from the sun's deadly rays. The atmosphere is all the air surrounding the earth. Atmospheric pressure is the weight of all that air against the surface of the earth. If we did not have atmospheric pressure, we could not have automobile tires. The tires would burst if they did not have the pressure of the atmosphere against their surfaces. Large and powerful, the atmosphere consists of an ocean of gases hundreds of miles high. It presses down on our bodies with a force of more than 14 pounds per square inch. The narrow column of air, which rests upon our shoulders, weighs almost 2,000 pounds. But our bodies are built in such a way that this weight does not crush us. In this huge ocean of air, there is more energy than in all the coal, oil, and gas we have on Earth. Electrical energy is collected in the atmosphere, as water is collected and stored in a dam. The existence of electricity in the air has been known for centuries. Men have gazed in wonder at the bright patterns of lightning in storm clouds. But a thorough study of electricity in the atmosphere was not possible until the development of radio and radar. One scientist, Dr. Sidney Chapman, has tried to explain the electric field which surrounds the Earth. He believes that the great storms on the sun create large amounts of electric energy. This energy is contained in a very light gas called hydrogen. The Earth pulls the gas toward it, and a ring is formed around the Earth several thousand feet above its surface. The Great Space Ring is a powerful current of electrical energy. Sometimes the ring comes down and curves into the lower atmosphere, causing strange electrical effects. Dr. Chapman's ideas explain many things. It has long been known that there is an electric field inside the Earth. It moves in much the same manner as the electric energy contained in the atmosphere. Scientists now believe that the electric energy in the atmosphere causes the electric energy inside the Earth to flow. If we can learn to control the energy in the atmosphere, we will have an unending supply of energy. Many scientists are trying to learn how to control it. In the meantime, even those of us who are not scientists have begun to pay attention to air. We realize that air does not contain the same elements that it contained years ago. Automobiles, airplanes, factories, and atomic explosions have added dust and waste gases to the atmosphere. It is time to learn how to protect our atmosphere, the roof over the world of man.